What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, the host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello.
Good morning, my friend.
I have been talking to you all week long because I'm very excited about what we're doing because we're going to talk about investment properties today. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds fancy. So I'm very excited to talk to you. Also very excited to talk to our other friend, our credit contessa, Ms. Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. Hello, Shelley.
Good morning.
This is
going to
be a good show today. Let's get your NMLS number out of the way, please.
The business. Mine is 367-826. Caliber Home Loans is 15622.
So I know you've been busy all week in a good way. This week, Ms. Shoneman, and that is awesome. Can I just shout out a little thing that I don't know? We don't talk about this, but the thing that not only are you a quality resource as a real estate agent, but you also are just a very friendly person to work with because I get little emails with little like gifts.
I know.
Like, hey, go get some donuts and go get some chocolate and goes like, and like, and I'm always surprised and it puts a little smile on my face whenever I get one of those emails. And so, like the fact that you do that,
and I'm involved with your weight gain.
Yes, you are. You know, you give me joy. You put a smile on my face, courtesy of some, you know, fancy peanuts and gourmet kind of thing.
What did you get lately?
The coffee thing. I got a coffee thing that was really cute. You know, kind of thing. I think that's the one I most recently got.
Okay.
And then I have another email that I maybe have not opened because
I'm going to take you and give you a massage.
Oh.
That's what I'm
Do
gonna,
I look stressed out?
No. But who doesn't love to have that?
A little fluff. Yes. A little fluff. I like that. So, I mean, you need to get one as well, though, because you've been working hard
out
there.
I'm going with you, girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll go together. That'll be a good one. Shelly, you can come, too. Because, you know, the thing
massage.
Is, right, that, you know, yes, there's a variety of movement in our real estate market, but it's so different in the way that you and, you know, that Mimi and Shelley, the way that you have just maintained your excellence and maintained your education in this very, very changing environment, like, and how different it is from what we were talking about even on the show a year ago.
Oh, a year ago may as well have been like, what, a millennial?
Exactly.
Right? I don't know.
It's just like a decade.
Decades.
So
I don't know.
What year was that?
Right.
But you know what? The interesting thing is all of us feel that way. It's not just, I mean, you ask anybody in any room, how many years does the last 2 years feel like to you?
Man. All right.
And,
right?
You know,
I was just saying that.
Have a before and after picture.
I was
2019 to now.
I was looking at something. I had to send some clips out. And I'm like, oh, that was like probably 5 years ago. It was like a year. It was like, you know, and some of it was things like the things shut down so quickly that anything that I did, even if it was March of 2020, feels ancient. And I'm like, it was just March of 2020.
It was just March, a year and a half ago. It was not that long ago.
So, you know what happens in October? You start thinking about Christmas.
Do you?
Don't you?
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Just as that soon was as, comedic gold.
Just as soon as you see the orange pumpkins, you
I
know you start
not,
shopping.
I do not.
Oh,
why are you rushing?
Why are you rushing?
You just put the pumpkins out. We didn't even get to turkeys and like
listen,
doing that. My kid didn't even get to draw his
turkey?
Hand.
Yeah.
Hand turkey yet.
You go to the stores. You pick a store. Walmart.
Yes,
Menards,
right. Michaels, everybody,
and Christmas
I'm going
tree,
yes. And I'm the one going no.
Dollar Tree. The, if you wanted you something for Halloween or Thanksgiving, it's over, man.
Right?
Yeah.
You better get after it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you are so excited about the upcoming holiday season. I'm here
Listen,
for you. I'm not here for that.
You know so what else we're going to be doing, you what? And me? We're going to be planting some stuff.
That's true. That's true. Okay, I agree with you. I am doing that.
All right,
that.
So We know for a fact we've been really lucky this year with the weather.
Yes.
All the way up till now.
So.
Every one of us in short sleeves.
It's mm-hmm.
lovely.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you have procrastinated getting your perennials back into the ground, do so immediately mm-hmm. post haste.
Right. You know mm-hmm. what I did is that I went and I did my first mulching of my leaves. I did that. And I'm going to, and I think I'm doing this right, I'm overseeding my lawn this year, so I think I'm doing that right.
Okay.
We'll see. It's the first time I've tried it.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yes.
And you have a brand new fence and a lovely backyard. Mm-hmm. Are you into bees?
Oh, you know, I feel like I should be into bees. Like, I can tell that more people are into bees because I see more bees.
Okay.
So clearly we are not murdering the bees. So we have paid attention to the bee lobbying agencies that said, be nice to your bees.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
What do you think I should put back there for the bees?
I'm bringing you some stuff from my own yard.
Because I can do that. I am not allergic, nor is my son.
Okay.
So we could have a few more bees if they were the nice varieties.
I can't promise you the variety of bees that you're going to get, but I can promise you they do love the plants I'm going to bring you.
Okay, I'm all down. I'm down for all of that.
Okay, so you dig the hole, I'll drop the plants.
No problem. And I thought of you again this weekend because I've been doing some more tree pruning. So I got out my gator, my mini chainsaw.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Every time I think of my mini chainsaw, because I put on my chainsaw pants that I know exist, courtesy of Mimi Shoneman. I did not know that they made chainsaw pants.
Right.
And she told me, and now I got them because I'm safe.
I've got you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't even have my own chainsaw pants.
But you don't have a chainsaw.
How do you know?
Because you would have told me.
I do have a chainsaw.
Do you use it or your husband?
Right. Yes, exactly. You have a chainsaw operator,
too. I do.
Correct. Yes. I am the chainsaw operator, so I needed the gear, and so now I have it. And that's all fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, it's
beautiful.
But Shelly is silent in all of this. Funny.
Well, I have a chainsaw operator too. That's why.
So she's like, I don't need the pants either.
She didn't look good in yellow. I don't know.
She just takes you can get other colors. She just takes the lemonade out to the chainsaw operator.
Exactly.
That is a valuable skill as well.
Do you know what show we're on?
Yes.
What is it?
The Red Hot Real Estate Group. So we are talking about things that happen. This is what kind of conversations you have after you are a very enthusiastic, proud homeowner.
That's right.
Who is going to operate your chainsaw? You, or do you have an operator that it can be in your stead?
There you go.
I'm like, I mean, and we joke, but this weekend, so yesterday, for real, like that's what I spent my time doing is tweaking, you know, things in my yard. And as much work as it is, it's one of my most proud moments that I have a yard to do this in.
Listen.
And to make these decisions.
Amen.
And to do that and to go, nope. And that's where my kid gets to play. And this is what I'm going to put over there. And, you know, the amount of hoops and hurdles that people go through to get their home. I'm that person where I'm just like, well, thank goodness I get to come out today and mulch these leaves.
Yes.
it's a blessing as far as I'm concerned.
It mm-hmm. is a blessing as far as I'm concerned. And also too, Shelly, I'm mm-hmm. sure you feel exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, there is not a happier moment ever that I can recall as when you sign on the dotted line and you get your keys. It's a cry like a baby moment.
Yes, mm-hmm. agreed.
Happy, proud, beautiful, successful.
Thankful.
Yeah, thankful.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
There's just nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're all proponents of home ownership here in this room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Virtual high five.
Oh, right. Yes. Right. Yeah, all around the room.
Kumbaya.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know. I want to tell everybody a little bit about what the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors has left us with their nuggets of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And for the week ending September 25th, the Federal Reserve announced this week that while it would keep its benchmark rate near zero, it was preparing to taper stimulus efforts put in place to combat the pandemic, including winding down its bond purchase program. Experts expect interest rates on mortgages, credit cards, car loans, and other consumer loans will rise as the Fed tapers its bond purchases. Looking long term, the National Association of Realtors predicts the 30-year fixed rate mortgage to rise to near 3.5 by mid-2022, about 60 basis points higher than they are today. And so, Ms. Shelley, that your segue
mm-hmm.
into the mortgage beautification project. What should people do with that information?
Goodness gracious. Don't delay. Buy today. Right?
Don't delay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think so.
You mm-hmm. can have that.
Yes. I do think that you're right. So mm-hmm. a half a percentage point on a payment, and we won't put you on the spot right now. We'll do it after we come.
Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also want to remind you that you can find this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Just use the keyword Red Hot. I am Ms. Shannon. Here we go. Over there, it's our good friend Mimi Shoneman. We are going to talk about your most recent hot house out there.
We have an investor opportunity, folks, and in this market, we don't see them often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to take out a pen and paper. If you're driving, you can go back and listen to this on our podcast, or you can just text all of this information. But we've got a really great single family home in St. Paul. The address is 687 Jinx Avenue, and the price is only $160,000.
Wow.
It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, walk-out basement with a fenced backyard.
Wonderful.
Okay, so to get more information, to look at the photos, to schedule a showing, all of that, all you have to do is text the number 159937 to the number 25678. Let me repeat that. You text 159937 to the number 25678. Do not delay. This property will cash flow.
Right.
And it will most certainly be cheaper than rent today.
Wow.
Yeah. That's our red hot opportunity.
That is amazing.
Wow, wow, wow.
Amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Amazing. All right.
Tell me how shocked you are.
I'm shocked.
I am shocked.
You want all those amenities? Are you kidding me? All those bedrooms, fence backyard.
Right.
Yes.
$160,000?
I know. I'm thinking about that already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we put our good friend, the credit contessa, we were like, okay, you are the person that does the math in the room. And so, like, we present the math problems and then you solve them. Mm-hmm. So what was the question again that we had, Mimi?
The question is, if the interest rate goes up a half a point in 2022 as projected, what does that look like to a consumer on a $300,000 purchase?
That is going to be real close to $65 to $70 a month more.
Okay.
In a half a percent.
Okay.
Rate.
But,
and that's it. So now if you're at the tippity top of your qualifying, right? And now your payment went up that much. Now you don't qualify for as much. That's the problem.
That is the thing that we haven't had to deal with in years.
Right.
Where somebody is bumping right up at the top of their qualification line. Let's say, Ms. Shannon, that you're not finding anything you want under $300,000. You are banging your head. We're killing each other trying to find you something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand it.
Right.
And
trying and trying and trying.
Right now, the interest rates last week were approximately what, Shelley?
Yeah. So this past week, we saw them go over 3. So we've been seeing things in the 2s pretty regularly here for, I don't know, as long, I don't know, seems like 20 years.
But
it feels like it. And now all of a sudden, 3, 3 1/8, you know, you can get 2s, but you got to pay points for them.
Yeah.
So that's going to start to happen more.
And so this is the time where you buckle down because inventory is actually starting to go up.
Right.
Which is a wonderful thing for buyers. But keep in mind, let's keep the perspective real. We still have only 1.4 months of inventory in a normal market is between 5 and 6. So we are historically low on inventory, which means that you want to take advantage of the perfect storm, the low interest and the fact that the products are starting to creep up with a little bit more choices.
Right.
We're coming into a slow time of year. Now, between now and the end of the year, holidays and all of that, it will be slower. And for our sellers out there, we want you to understand that that's normal.
Right.
But it also is normal for our sellers to see that maybe they're not going to get quite as much for their house as it once did. Maybe the showings are going to be a little bit slower. And maybe the offers are not going to be quite as enticing as in the hot spring market.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I don't understand that.
Yeah.
The seasonality of this, you know, this market, but it is always the same.
And we've talked before where we've had appraisers come on and give us some advice and on how they do that. And do you think that's part of it too, is that maybe your house just doesn't, you know, maybe they're just getting less, they're moving into winter too, so they're going, I just don't feel as enthusiastic, or I don't feel as optimistic, or the house doesn't look as cute because you can see more of the flaws that are in it. What do you think?
So there's things going on, mm-hmm. that esoteric things,
right.
that I don't think any of us fully understand. Like last year was an anomaly because it was the first year of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I would say most people would say that 2020 was on fire. It was that busy. After the shock of the shutdown and all of that, then it's once people kind of got their sea legs and they realized, okay, we're going to be all right. We're going to live.
Yep.
then things started to pick up and people then started to realize, well, my space is not right for me anymore. I've got,
I'm working from home, all these
bodies here breathing my space, and I can't live like this.
Right.
And so that, I think, triggered a lot of people to say, well, is there ever going to be a better time to do it than now? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. So they did.
Right. And I think even if you know, there were other reasons why you're like, well, I do want the option of being able to work from home effectively, you know, versus going to an office.
Exactly.
So finding something, a space that you can optimize to be able to do that.
And I do think, too, that what we saw happening this past spring was like nothing I've ever seen before in my lifetime, where the bidding over on your starter homes was astronomical, painful for a lot of folks, the appraisal gap coverage. I do believe, and if you're a buyer out there and have decided to, you know, put yourself on hold, I do believe that it's safe to come back now. Okay. Because it has calmed down from that. At least that's what we're seeing. People just said, I can't do it. My emotional state will not let me do it, even though I might can financially do it. I'm losing my mind. Mm-hmm. And that is the truth. It is so hard to be beat out over and over and over again when you are bringing your A-plus game. So I'm telling everybody, if you've got people that have put their search on hold, mm-hmm. I want them to reach out to us. Let us talk it through. Let them talk with Shelley and mm-hmm. get pre-approved. And let's beat this interest rate rise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's time. It's a perfect time, really, because, like you said, the inventory is going up. And we're seeing that, too. The phone calls are less. And I think, like you, I think that people got so scared, or their parents told them, don't buy now. You're not paying $25,000 over list or whatever was going on.
Well, they're going, oh, no, it's not. And it's going to crash. And then you're going to this.
Exactly.
And so it did, I think, create another layer of fear about doing any movement in the real estate market right now. Yeah. It's like, not now. Well, you're buying at the height. It's going to be a terrible decision.
A lot of people said, I'm just going to sit it out. I've talked to mm-hmm. a lot of people that said, oh, no, I'm just going to wait till it gets better. I don't see that happening. Maybe never. And I really don't think I'm negative. I think I'm being pretty pragmatic here, because it's going to take probably 10 plus years before the new construction can even begin to keep up. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're going to see is that the building products maybe shift a little bit away from wood.
Okay.
I think we're going to see more prefab houses because there are just that many more humans mm-hmm. on the planet. Right. And there's only so many trees.
Well, and they work under covered, you know, locations. So, you know, they're not subjected to our seasonalities here that are coming up that are going to keep people away from being able to finish on time, work at all that day or whatever. They can work inside.
Well, so. I mean, like, even if you, okay, so wrap your brain around this. I went someplace and I looked at what's called an accessory dwelling unit.
Okay.
That is something that you can take and plop into your backyard, a fully functioning home, and 550 square feet, I believe the starting price was around $95,000 or $100,000. Okay, think about it. Okay, this was like insulated to be livable in Minnesota.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, so let's just say that your mother decides, I can no longer maintain my home, but she can't find anything
right
to go to that's more affordable than what she has. That is what the fear is with people that are aging. They want to try to age in place the best they can, but maybe they can't find something that's affordable. There are these accessory dwelling units. If you happen to have a nice big backyard, some cities require permits and some don't. But $100,000, what are you going to find for that?
Right.
Anywhere.
Right.
Right.
Wow. I never ever heard of that before.
You know, I could see that being of value if you had a college student that couldn't figure out where they were going, but still was kind of at home. Well, now at least you have a space, mm-hmm, you know, kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Mm-hmm. I can see putting my curmudgeon dad back there.
Yeah.
And I'll bring him a plate.
Yeah.
He can have his own bedroom and keep it as messy as he likes.
Right.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
A lot of uses for it, really. And it's not a tiny home.
No.
They're calling it a fully
So what it was really interesting. You walked in and you walked into a living room kitchen situation.
Okay.
And then there was a full bathroom. And then on the other side, there was a full bedroom. And that was just one floor plan. But it was really, you know, it was like an apartment.
Right. That's and I've seen a lot of those shows as well about the tiny homes that you just mentioned. And know that there are builders out there that are like, nope, we can get good at this. And it makes sense. And and good at them in a climate like, yeah, I think that it made sense first in those warmer climes because it was, okay, that's a good test case. And then as they got better at it, they're like, here's how we insulate it to be someplace like, the Midwest.
And it was really interesting to see the construction. They had all this information about the R value of the insulation because clearly that's going to be what we want to know about up here. Mm-hmm. How cold are we going to be in this thing? It was spacious. It wasn't, it wasn't anything, it wasn't tiny house-ish. Mm-hmm. You know how those little tiny houses, they're like a trailer and then you have to climb up into the loft.
Climb up to the bedroom. Yeah. And that's what is very much a turnoff for a lot of people.
Yeah. It wasn't like that at all. It was all one level and it was nice. Right. It was, amazing. Pretty cute. So anyway, Shelley, when we come back, I would like for you to catch us up on what's going on in the mortgage markets, all the new news that have come out this weekend, including raising of ceilings of prices, all that good stuff.
Yes.
You can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results in the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also with Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. We always encourage you to call in and be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. So we're going to go to the phones now. Sue, thank you very much for your patience. What's your question for Mimi and Shelley?
Hi. I was, when you were talking about like interest rates and stuff like that going up, I don't want to get too winded in my story, but I'll just try to make it brief. So we built our house 30 years ago and we got it paid off right away, luckily. So I'm pretty much mortgage free. My husband passed away about 8 years ago and I took out a home equity improvement loan kind of thing, $75,000. And I got $12,000 left of that to spend. And there's still some things that I need to probably do to my house. So I don't have really technically a mortgage. So I don't know how I would do that because, like I said, I might like to build a pole barn or update my bathroom or, and it's just me. So I'm able to do this kind of stuff because we built our house and I'm one of them do-it-yourself kind of gals. I put in my own hardwood floor by myself. And so
awesome. You're like Miss Shannon. Mm-hmm. You probably have lumberjack.
We can be
pants.
Friends, Sue. Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. That's how I am
doing them things.
I know. And people go, why don't you just hire somebody? I'm like, I'll hire somebody if I'm worried I'm going to hurt myself.
There you go.
Kind of thing. I save money that way. That's why I got money.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, Sue, so just to be clear, so you got $12,000 to play with your original home equity line of credit.
Yep.
What is your question exactly?
Well, I mean, because when you had said something about like rates going up and stuff like that, because what I did is I went to my credit union. They gave me $75,000. I put it away in a fund. And every time I do anything new to the house, I just take out of there. And I pay that back every month, or whatever. It's kind of like my house payment kind of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so now it's dwindling down and there's still some more improvements that I need to make because the house has gotten older as time, I needed new windows and siding and stuff like that. Mm-hmm, and so I don't know if it's the opportunity now where I should do a little bit more borrowing. Well, have money since things are going to start going up again.
Do you know what your interest rate is currently on that HELOC?
I thought of that too, and I don't really know. It's pretty good, actually.
I bet you, here's what I think. And Shelley, you tell me what you think. I think, Sue, you should call Shelley tomorrow and let her look at your situation. And then you guys can strategize on whether she's able to help you maybe save some money. And then you and I could talk, too, about the improvements that you're thinking about making and whether or not that I think that makes sense for your neighborhood. Because I think a lot of folks sometimes over-improve when they don't really need to. Mm-hmm. So if we can save a little bit of that $12,000, that'd be even better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless I kind of live in the middle of nowhere. I have no neighbors. Thank you. You know what? I got 10 acres, and it's just like, so it's pretty secluded. You know, even though the houses that are going around me are pretty fancy and stuff that are pretty big, but, you know, nobody can really see my house and stuff. And
okay, so you're out there naked mowing the yard.
And I'm just glad,
as far as you know.
I feel like we'll talk later, Sue, but I'm just wondering what she's going to do in a pole barn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all like, you need more space? What are you doing in a pole barn? You're doing parties in your pole barn. What are you doing?
Well, when you had talked about, you know, people moving into it, you know, I mean, I might make it like a, you know, like a small apartment, you know.
Gotcha.
The pole barn might have like a she shed.
You're thinking about a barn dominium.
Yes, a barn dominium sounds really good. So
yeah.
All right, Sue. Well, I tell you what, I'm sure our producers already got your info, and we'll have Shelley reach out to you tomorrow, and you guys connect, and then we'll connect.
Because we've talked about that before. What's better, a HELOC versus a cash out loan? Yeah. So thanks, Sue. That's exciting, though. Good for you.
All right. Okay. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. A she shed or a barn dominium.
I love it.
Have you financed a barn dominium yet?
I have not yet.
Okay. Now this could be your first opportunity.
I'm looking forward to talking to Sue tomorrow.
Yes, it does sound like a good adventure, though.
Yes. Okay. Well, perfect. Well, let's talk a little bit, Shelley, about, you told me when we were talking offline that this has been a really big education week, that there's lots of news coming down the pipeline about mortgages. So share that with all of us.
There's lots of stuff. So there, you know, when you're self-employed, when you're looking to buy an investment property, when you're doing stuff that's not just regular primary residence purchase type loans, you've likely run into what we call COVID overlays, because COVID has not only been rough on the world, but also in the mortgage world as well. And so, you know, there's just criterias and hoops, extra hoops to jump through. And a lot of people were just plain and simple told no, you know, you're just not lendable at this time. Well, at Caliber, we take those no's to heart, and we have come up with a series of products. These are unique to Caliber: Smart Edge, Smart Vest, and Smart... what's the other one? Self. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they're kind of what you might think that they are. So Smart Self is for self-employed people, and it's unique criteriums for self-employed people to fall into, so they don't have to, you know, necessarily have their tax returns scrutinized. That's what self-employed people get.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
Yes,
I know. Don't bring you back. I got it.
I'm fine with it. I've been through it now.
She's remembering the shoebox.
Yes. Oh my! I did not have a shoebox. Yes. It's a red rope folder. Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm much more organized. I'm than a the
quite
shoebox people.
Yes. I'm a quite organized independent contractor. But it is, and I think it's good to know up front that it is a possibility, because sometimes it feels like, well, I'm self-employed, the answer is always going to be no.
Right.
To know, to go, all right, this is what I have to do for this year or that year, and the kind of things I need to get into the shoebox. And that's a value.
I think what people who live with or around self-employed people, they hear that a lot. Like, I make plenty of money. I can afford the payment. Well, that's because when we, you know, scrutinize your tax returns, we look at those expenses, and what you report to Uncle Sam is the expenses we have to use. And so that's why
I know, exactly, because that's the whole point.
Is exactly.
That's the way that I get to be able to defer stuff, is that when you know... You know, and I know why it bothers me. Like, there's a very particular reason why it bothers me. So I'm like, I know that my company got to do all kinds of they got all little breaks because they were this kind of company, whatever they were. And so now as an individual, right. So that's why I know why we get so like, come on now, that's the way that it's supposed to work. You know, but I get it. It's the situation is the way the situation is. So I'm glad that there's a plan now.
So don't say their name, but who is the first person that you can think of that this is going to be great for? What does that person look like? Are they a realtor?
They could be a realtor.
Do they own a landscaping company?
They might own a food truck. They might sew for a living. Like, there's, you know,
insurance.
Susie's Sew All or whatever. That's who. It's your little place that makes plenty of money, but their accountant over time has found plenty of deductions for them. So on paper, they don't look like they make very much money at all, which is what they want because they want to pay as little taxes as all.
Right. Okay. So let's just say, tell what the criteria is of that Smart Self program.
Right. So it's a minimum credit score of 660. So, this program is for strong credit people. So this is Smart Self, and this is for strong credit people. So we can do it at 660, but we can do it better at 700, and we can do it even better at 720. You got to have 20% down payment. You can't exceed a debt-to-income ratio of 43%, so that has to do with your credit report and your, you know, what debts you have on there. But where we're going to figure out, we're not going to figure out your income traditionally for your tax returns. We're going to take the deposits from either 12 months of bank statements or 24 months of bank statements, and that's the income we get to use for you. We're not even going to look at those tax returns.
Interesting. Okay.
So very interesting, because in the last year, a lot of self-employed people did okay.
Right.
They just didn't do okay on paper.
Okay.
So, I will be honest with you. I'm glad I already have my house because I'm putting in every single deduction. And I'm going back and doing my taxes from last year because I had to take a bunch of deductions out so I could get my house. Exactly. And so, like, and there's a bunch of people that are like me where I'm going, well, no. It cannot all go to the, and I'm not cheating.
No,
like, this
of course
is stuff
not.
That, like,
these are allowable.
Exactly.
Deductions.
I just couldn't take it because it looked like I didn't make any money.
Yes.
When I'm like, no, I did.
I just have the best accountant on the planet.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not what you earn, it's what you keep.
That's right. There and so we're not going to look at those tax returns. We're just going to look at the deposits. And so we have to know that they're deposits for your business. So we're going to, you know, look at all of that hard too, but you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, I rode off the moon and the stars last year and I only paid taxes on $2,000 for the whole year. I'll never qualify for a house. You don't have to worry about that anymore. This is another solution for you.
That is a significant change.
Huge.
Actually, I really don't think I've heard anything quite like it since back when I first got my license with stated income.
Yes.
I don't think there's...
Similar.
I've seen anything quite like this. And so this is really a boom for self-employed people.
And there's a trade-off always, right? I haven't talked about rate yet.
Right.
Because the interest rate's going to get hit whenever there's unknown to the lender. But I priced one out yesterday. It's only a 0.25% difference.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So if you could do a 20% down conventional at 3% yesterday, you can do this one at 3.25%. It's not that bad.
That's amazing.
Right?
And you know what? I had this thought when we went into commercial about the rates going up to 3.5% in 2020. So what?
Mm-hmm.
It was 9% when I bought my first house.
Right.
And I'm not that old.
Right,
but,
right, right.
So
and I think mine was
a
7, which was still high compared to what we're doing with now.
I know it. When I got in the business in 93, rates were falling from 10 to 8 and people couldn't refi fast enough.
Right.
Yeah, it's a savings. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So then you also have a brand new program for investors.
And that's the one that I'm the most excited about because we've had programs, bank statement programs, and other companies have bank statement programs for the self-employed, but this SmartVest program is hot. You talk about hot real estate. So this program is unique because why? Because you qualify based off of your cash flow of the property.
Wow. Okay.
What about that?
Wow.
Yes. So here's when it works. When your payment is $2,000, but the rent that you're collecting is $3,000, that works all day long.
Okay.
If it's the opposite, that don't work all day long.
Fair enough. That's easy to explain to me, though.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. You just can't be in the hole.
Yes.
Okay.
You can even have this program approved at a 1-to-1 ratio.
Oh.
So you can collect rent at $2,000 and your payment is $2,000 and still get approved for this program.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
And how many units can you buy with this program?
You can have up to 20 financed properties.
Oh, you're
with
kidding.
This program. That is shocking, isn't
it?
Yes. I know.
Wow.
I was telling Mimi about this. We got on the phone yesterday. We were chatting. And I told her about this classes that I went through. And that she's like, oh, my gosh, we have to talk about this tomorrow. Because it is. It's every section that I was on this class with, my eyes got wider and wider, and I'm writing more and more notes about how exciting, because it's so different.
So
let's go through the, Because it almost sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So explain to me what's the shoe that's about to drop, Shelley?
So no first-time home buyer.
Okay.
So you can't be a first-time home buying investment property person and expect mm-hmm. to have cash
Why?
Flow be a gig.
Why not?
Because you need to demonstrate that you know how to make a payment.
Okay.
And so they're going to look at that. They're going to look at your mortgage history.
Okay.
So you have to have some type of mortgage history to be able to base that you know.
So you have to be a homeowner at some point.
Exactly.
But within how long ago?
Within the last year, I believe, is what the criterion was. So that they just want to see a mortgage hit.
Okay.
Yes. On your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
640 minimum credit score.
Okay.
What?
All right.
I mean, if you are buying an investment property and you have a 640 credit score, I'd be a little worried about you, to mm-hmm. be honest with you. But again, the interest rate's going to get better and better the higher the credit score goes. But
okay.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's just a debt coverage ratio that they super, super hone in on. And as long as that debt coverage ratio is 1% or less, you're fine.
Okay.
And cash out refi, 1.15. So it even is a little bit worse than that on a cash out refi on these. They'll even do refis on these.
Wow.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit more. Kind of do a deeper dive into that.
Okay, so 1-to-1 ratio is that my payment is too.
Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans and our good friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results, talking about investment properties today.
Okay, I want everybody to make sure that you check out this really great opportunity. It's this, don't snooze so that you don't lose. The address is 687 Jinx Avenue here in St. Paul. And to get all of the photos, all of the property information, to schedule showings, any of that, you can text 159937 to the number 25678. Price at only $160. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, fence backyard, central air. Absolutely will cash flow.
Right.
Shelley, you were just running some numbers on this property.
Shocking.
And she's like sitting there ready to buy it.
Like, honest to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Right.
So the payment that we figured up, because remember the program requires 20% down payment, the payment's $845 a month, guys.
And that's if you're total. An investor.
Right.
And if you're a first-time home buyer,
you're
coming in at 3 to 5%.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
right.
Most likely.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is just incredible, incredible payment for $845. For sure you can cash flow that. I mean, how could you not? You would. Yeah.
If you're getting fair market rent, you will. And if you are just moving from an apartment, can you even find anything that's a 3-bedroom for under $1,500
right.
anymore?
Exactly. That's exactly what it comes
ridiculous.
Down to.
Ridiculous. It's such a great opportunity.
Yes.
Be sure and reach out to us during the week with all of your real estate and mortgage questions at 651-578-2218. Text mortgage or real estate or any of your individual questions and we'll get back to you. Let's do a deeper dive into the SmartVest program with Caliber Home Loans. I'm actually super pumped up about
this.
I mean, really like goosebumps.
Oh,
because,
that's awesome.
Because
so much of it is so on the positive side to make it like, okay, I couldn't wrap my head around how I was going to be an investor. And now I'm like, okay, I'm accustomed to you saying I need 20% down. Regardless of it.
Yes.
But all of the rest of the things that you're saying, like, oh, wow, I can actually get there.
Okay, so how much? Okay, so you were talking all these ratios. Let's just say that we've got $2,000 in rent that we're collecting. Let's say it's a single family home.
Mm-hmm.
What portion of that can be counted as income towards qualifying for this program?
So there's really, as long as you're going to collect $2,000 and your payment's $2,000, that's it. You make your credit score. I verify the cash you're putting into it. It's the ratio that qualifies you.
Okay.
It's the cash flow that qualifies you. I know. You're looking at me like, no, there's more, Shelley. I'm telling you.
There's just been nothing for investors
for
the
years.
Right. Nothing for years.
And the
years.
Timing couldn't be better in Minnesota. You're just talking about how the inventory is starting to creep up a little bit.
Because it was just, everything was, unless you have gobs of money, you know, that you can do everything cash, it wasn't tenable for you to become an investor.
Right.
Like, how are you going to be a first time investor, a second time investor? Like, how can you do that? And this seems like, oh, this is my chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
no doubt
how
about
many
it.
Properties can somebody have under this program?
So under the program, I don't see any limitations under the program. It's breaking news, though, folks, so mm-hmm. don't hold me to that. But if you are already an investor, let's say you own other investment properties and you've always been told, you know, 10's your limit. You can't. This is a 20 limit property, okay. 20, not 20 finance properties, but 20. Oh, no, pardon me. It is 20 finance properties.
Okay. So you're going to have to 20 finance properties.
Even wow. I'm laughing at this program.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, because you're going to have that fabulous. Much going on in all.
Exactly.
That's okay, so amazing.
Let's just run some scenarios. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I own a house. Mm-hmm. I've always dreamt to be an investor, mm-hmm. me and Ms. Shannon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've spotted something that mm-hmm. we love and we think it works. Mm-hmm. So we believe we can get $2,000 just because it's an easy number mm-hmm. for rent mm-hmm. for that particular property.
It has to be
property.
Verifiable because the appraiser is going to do a rent schedule for us to make sure that's a viable rent in the area.
Okay. But do we have to have a lease in place?
I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
I think so. I think they want to see signed leases.
Okay. So let's just say that this is a 1-to-1 ratio mm-hmm. that we qualify. Mm-hmm. We've got the credit score. Mm-hmm. We've managed to come up with the 20%. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Where can we get the 20%? Does it have to be our own money? Can we get a gift?
It doesn't specify that you can't get a gift in the terms that I'm reading here. So it may be possible. Nope. I'm going to take that back. Nope. Dialing it all back. You can't get a gift when you buy an investment property. That's Fannie Freddie's rules.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So we yes. have to come up with our own money.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to pull it from our 401k. We've decided.
Okay. You can absolutely do that.
Because we don't want to drain our emergency fund.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just say we close on it, me mm-hmm. and Ms. Shannon. We've got our first one. Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. we want to do another one. Mm-hmm. Can we pull a cash out refi from this first property mm-hmm. and then still qualify for the second one?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you
wow.
can. Absolutely.
Okay,
you can.
We're doing this tomorrow.
Oh, I got chills. I got chills.
A partnership is born.
Yes. I'm serious. Do you see them?
Awesome. Right. Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
So exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
That's something that can work. That's not too complicated. It's right. not a whole bunch of rules. It's just basically 4 or 5 rules. You fit those and you're going to be in.
Yeah. And I don't never understood why that, you know, financing penalized our investors in the first place.
I know. If you think about it, really, really, Mimi, that's exactly it. We expect them to fit into this such bigger pot. Like, right. they've got to fill up all of this and a regular homeowner this. And when properties are wanted for renting so much and there's so many rental opportunities or people out there wanting to rent, it's silly.
Why are we making
it
so hard? Right.
Hoop. Yes.
So will this work for units that are up to 4, like a quad, a duplex, triplex?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Everything
yes.
about
but
that.
That's
woo!
Where it stops. So like the quad is where it's going to stop. So
okay,
you can't
gotcha.
Do extended more.
Okay.
No,
yes.
but we're going to play Monopoly with
yes.
this program right here.
Yes. Right.
We're going to get started. Mm-hmm. We can have up to 20. And then we'll start selling them and getting our big buildings.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I want to make sure that we have time for people to get all the information on how they can contact Shelley and Mimi. If this is you, if you've been listening today and going, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this opportunity. How do they get a hold of you, Shelley?
Best is myself, 612-839-6918. Be sure to mention you heard me on Red Hot Real Estate Show.
And you have lots of things going on. Remind them all the things they should contact you about, Mimi.
Anything real estate or mortgage related, you can text 651-578-2218. That's a text or call number. So be sure and reach out with all of your questions.